Computer, come online. Send out a micro drone. Hover in front of the cave's entrance.
Entrance? What entrance?
You can't see it with your human eyes. It's there.
Oh. Right.
The cave door was more clearly outlined now. I did not see a lever or any type of interface to open it, though. But there were two symbols, one on each side of the door.
Wait. I recognize those symbols. No, just one. The one on the right, that's the symbol for human.
How do you know that?
I'm not sure.
What do you mean?
I honestly have no idea why I know what that symbol is. I don't recall reading it. I could be wrong.
You're not. It's from an ancient language we don't speak anymore.
Huh. What does the other symbol mean?
Vampire. Regal, I need to know how you found out about this cave.
It was a woman. She'd come to visit Clan Sora maybe 5 years ago. I don't remember her first name. But her last name was Terenzio.
I remember that visit. She's a representative of a powerful family. One who sits on the Milky Way Sector's Galactic Federation.
We never knew who she was. Only that her visit brought about a lot of pomp and circumstance. And extra work for us.
Which begs the question. And no offense, but why was she talking to you?
She didn't. I was working, and she was touring the clan. When she saw me, she stared at me. She broke away from her entourage, came up to me, and passed me the paper. She walked away as if she hadn't done anything. I got the hint.
The symbol on the paper stands for this cave, but how did you know that?
That same night, I had a dream. I saw myself looking at the paper, focusing on that symbol. As I did, the world changed. I saw the wilds. I saw the cave. I was suddenly inside the cave, and I saw humans. Free. But we were strong, too, like vampires are strong. But we weren't vampires. It's hard to explain.
Strange.
Very. But I kept having the dream. Not every night, but often, and it was always the same. It made me start thinking, what if it were true? And the more I thought that, the more I felt like it was true. I was being shown what humans could be. If I could just reach this cave.
This cave is a holy place to vampires. We were taught that our soul's memories live here. But we've been forbidden from going here.
Why? I mean, if it's true, if your people's memories are in that cave, why wouldn't you be allowed to access them?
That's a good question. Let's find out.
Alexa, thank you for, well, everything.
From the sounds you were making, it wasn't solely my pleasure. But you're welcome, Regal. He came forward with purpose, eliminated the space between us so he could kiss me. I liked him more than a little. I liked the way he framed my face, the care he took when he touched me. I liked that he felt like mine. We need to move. We don't have much time.
You're not telling me something. What is it?
Things are complicated. I'll explain later. But being out here could draw attention, and that's the last thing I want. We'll find out what's inside in return. Unless you wish to remain out here.
You wouldn't force me to return with you?
You wanted your freedom, Rachel. I gave it to you.
What if that's not all I want? I meant it, Alexa. Everything I said.
I know, I cave first, all right? Then you can decide. We can decide.
All right.
In a world full of content, two nerds try something totally unoriginal. A Simpsons review podcast. Sacrilicious with Robin and Snurts features a couple of chums chatting about this fantacular television show. One of us picks a Simpsons episode, we go through the plot, point out our favorite bits, and provide questionable impressions. There's also an original fake ad set within the Simpsons universe. Our goal is to release two episodes each month. Find Sacrilicious with Robin and Snurts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Smell you later, true believers.
Long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, all Erasa Daklan ever wanted to be was a Jedi. When she and her family are caught in the midst of a galactic war, Larissa feels herself slipping closer to an edge she doesn't want to cross. But a terrible mistake forces her to leave the Jedi Order and find a new path for herself and her family. Now, Larissa must battle an emperor gone mad and a hidden enemy who wants to destroy the very force itself. Based off the MMO Star Wars The Old Republic, Legacy, a Star Wars audio drama, is complete with 21 episodes ready for you to binge. Listen on your podcast network of choice or go to talesoftheforgotten.com/legacy.
Put your headphones on, and let's begin. Pulled from the Tales of the Forgotten archives, we bring you Vampire Beginnings, Episode 5.
I don't see a way to open it.
Rakel, get down! She'd never been particularly good at stealth. How my mother got away with using Alicia as an assassin was beyond me. But I was thankful the Loose Rocks gave her position away. Because Rhaegal listened, for once. And the blast from her pulse weapon sailed harmlessly over his head and struck the cave wall instead.
Is someone attacking us?
Yes! Stay behind me.
Why? Who?
I'm being watched. I told you it's complicated. I pulled my sidearm. The wind picked up again and she was moving, trying to use the hills for cover. At most, she'd be able to reposition herself. Then, I could get to her.
It's a problem you came after me, isn't it? Is that why someone's shooting at us?
Later, Rhaegal. Be quiet. Please. Alicia could teleport herself small distances, and she cut off my words when she appeared in front of me. Her weapon aimed in my face, her finger on the trigger. I closed my gloved hand around the muzzle, absorbing the blast, shoved my weapon in her side, and rapidly pulled the trigger. I was mildly annoyed she'd come prepared, her suit protecting her as mine did. Hello, Alicia.
Conqueror.
Rhaegal, that silly, brave man stopped listening to me, because of course he did, and with a rock in hand tried to get behind Alicia. Alicia teleported out of my grasp and instead moved behind him, locking her arm around his neck, pressing the muzzle of her weapon against his temple. Fear nearly stopped my heart, and my temper grew like wildfire.
Ugh, it's disgusting. I can smell you all over this human. When I rip out his throat, will I be able to taste you on him too?
If you don't let him go, I'm going
You'll what? Kill me? You won't, because you're not good enough. And if you did, your mother would use my death to fuel her campaign against you. One that's already started. But don't worry, Alexa. She wanted you alive. Just not him.
She was going to pull the trigger. The panic that clawed at me stole my breath, but he, Rhaegal, was suddenly in motion. He dropped the rock, both his hands gripping Alicia's forearms around his throat. I thought it was in panic. So did Alicia. We were both wrong. He dropped his base, legs wide, bending forward as he did and flipped her over. She didn't expect it. To her credit, I didn't either. But that didn't stop my movement. I reached them in an instant, shoving Rhaegal away with one hand, my knee on Alicia's chest, my weapon in her face. I did not monologue to my enemies. I pulled the trigger.
Well, shit. It worked.
I exhaled sharply, letting out the fear, and looked at him, relieved and amused. Where did you learn that?
Your biography, chapter 18. You were training with angels in Planet Heaven.
I didn't write it, but I have trained with angels, and I might have done that before.
Well, if I ever meet who did write it, I'll thank them.
You should. Let's go. We need to do this fast.
Will there be more like her? And was she right? Is this going to be a problem for you?
Maybe. To both. With a little luck, the Vugans will find her and remove the evidence she was here. We approached the cave entrance again. I could see the crevices, and the door was massive. No lever, though. No button. No control panel, just those symbols.
What if we touch them? Our symbols.
We can try. Just be cautious.
Do you think it's a trap?
I'm not sure. But life has taught me to be prepared for everything. We stood in front of the ancient symbols for our kind. With a thought, I retracted the glove on my suit and slowly pressed my palm against the symbol. Regal did the same. At first, nothing happened. Then...
it worked!
So it did. He surprised me when he didn't rush in immediately. Instead, he came to my side, taking my hand in his own. Together, we passed through the entranceway. The inside of the cave was beautiful. Glowing crystals of all shapes and sizes everywhere. Along the floor, the walls, the towering ceiling, the whole cavern smelled of earth. Fresh, clean. And the feeling walking through this space was welcoming. There was a narrow path between the crystals and the ground. And as we rounded a corner, it opened up wider in a large, circular chamber. In the center of the chamber was another unexpected sight. A structure, octahedron in shape, but with a space in the middle. The triangular top and bottom divided by what looked to be a dull, crystal slab.
By the goddess, it's beautiful.
He wasn't wrong. I'd never seen anything like it. And that was saying something. We approached, slowly. As we got closer to the structure, the floor began to vibrate. I tightened my grip on Regal's hand, ready to sprint out of the cave if necessary. I was surprised, yet again, when from four points around the octahedron, statues rose from slots in the floor. They were massive and carved out in great detail.
Who are they?
Look there. Nameplates on the front of the statues. The vampires were Tawis and Nicolette. The humans, Amari and Kalrin. The names were familiar, but I could not place why.
Leaders of the Joint Council of Human and Vampire Affairs. Wait. What is this? Did humans and vampires work together?
You don't belong in here, Alexa.
Fuck. I hope she wouldn't come herself. Though, the fact she had belied the importance of this cave. If my mother didn't want me in here, this was exactly where I needed to be.
If you didn't want people in here, you should have made a better lock.
Silence! On your knees!
He had no choice. Though he fought her, the way he'd fought me the first time we met. But he'd lost. I shot him an apologetic glance as he dropped to his knees, his body tense with defiance he could not muster. His eyes furious, but also fearful. What are you hiding in here, Mother?
I am hiding nothing. It is the past, and it has no bearing on the future.
I don't think that's true. I think vampires and humans stood equal on Nemoria. What changed? Did you find a way to take their power?
Power is always taken from those who are not strong or smart enough to keep it. This one, why is he important to you? What does he know about this cave?
You couldn't have found me so fast. Not without eyes close. Who told you I was here?
Alexa! You are so sloppy and stupid, anyone could have found you. Freedom for a human? You've made it far too easy removing you from the council.
Someone told her. Boise? No, she never. But someone else. Who could have known? The answer came abruptly, and with it sadness and fury. Damn it, Ismay. What did you promise them, Mother? What lies did you tell them to turn them against me?
They picked the winning side. Slave, answer my question. How did you blackmail my daughter into setting you free?
You are no slave. Remember that. I briefly took my eyes off my mother to look at him. I dared not give him a command. Dual commands from a vampire would wreak havoc on a human mind. It would be beyond painful, and it could kill him.
I have a name. But I will answer your question, because I want you to know. I never blackmail her.
I don't care what your name is. We'll do this elsewhere. Bring him, Alexa. We're leaving.
No. I will uncover the secrets you have buried here. I will find out what you've taken from humans.
You have disobeyed me for the last time. You will do as I say, or I will bury you both in this place.
I don't want to fight you, Mother, but I will.
What a waste of my life you've been, daughter.
She lunged at me, her hands claws that swiped at my gun belt, cutting it from my hip, putting that particular weapon out of reach. Her next swipe came at my chest, my face. I backed up, dodging her swipes, blocking them when she got too close, pushing her backwards again and again.
Alexa the Conqueror, you've killed so many. Why the hesitation now?
You are my mother!
This is why you'll never beat me, Alexa. I could make another one of you easily, and perhaps my next offspring won't be a mistake.
You have no right to speak to her that way!
I have every right. Slave, pick up the gun and shoot yourself in the head.
You are no slave! I spared him a glance. I paid for it, but I needed to know he understood. Yes, vampires could compel humans. But for a clever human, phrasing could be a loophole. He didn't move. He remained on his knees, a vein in his forehead visible, struggling to disobey her. It was working, but my attention to him cost me. My mother's next swipe cut across my chest, ripping easily through the defenses of my suit to skin underneath. Most of the armor we used had a weakness. Other vampires. It was done on purpose. A design flaw I mentally cursed now. Don't make me do this!
I make you do nothing. Surrender and die together. I'll make it quick just for you, daughter.
Her claws came at me again, and I grabbed her wrist, staring into her eyes. I saw her then, as maybe I hadn't wanted to see her before. I'd never been immune to her cruelty, but I thought, for me, it was because she loved me. That maybe she was cruel to be kind, but there was no love in her eyes. Just a dark void of anger. Nothing lived there. But Valoria, the revelation hurt. The claws of her opposite hand dug into my side. Pain excruciating. I had no choice. I did not let go of the wrist I held. Instead, I used my shape-shifting ability, increasing my strength, not my form. I watched the coldness in her eyes transform into pain as my grip began cracking the bones in her. I pushed us forward, fast, and slammed her back into one of the human statues. She made an utter sound of rage and pain, pulling her claws out of my side and dug them again. My fangs came out. I used my opposite hand to grab the back of her hair. Goodbye, Valoria. You need only know I killed her. My mother. A title she never deserved. I let her go, grabbing hold of the statue to keep myself upright, searching for Regal. I breathed out a sigh of relief as he ran towards me. It was good timing. I could no longer hold myself up. At least it wasn't sun poisoning.
I've got you. Here, bite me.
Won't help. I'll need a healer, I'm afraid.
Stay with me, Alexa.
Rigel, wait. You might not get another chance to come back here. Find out what you need to know.
Again, this woman. For just a brief moment, I looked at the cave. I did want to know the truth, but I wanted something else more.
Is your hallway too short? Does your uncle owe you $20? Do you have a grudge against candy corn? Are you really mad at your parents? Really, really mad? Always listen to Your Weird Uncle, available on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you tired of listening to ads and just want the story? Well, with the Tales of the Forgotten membership, you'll get ad-free episodes of all of our shows, like this one. And you'll be supporting the creators and stories you love. Go to talesoftheforgotten.com/membership. But since we like to spoil you, a Tales of the Forgotten membership also offers bonus content like character audio files, artwork, exclusive shows, first looks at scripts, and a whole lot more. So go to talesoftheforgotten.com/membership or click the link in the description.
Computer, take us back to Alexa's house. Now, fast! As fast as this thing can travel. First aid kit open and call Boise!
What trouble have you been getting?
You have to help us. Alexa's hurt.
What? What did you do, human?
It wasn't me. She fought her mother and...
Stop talking. How bad is it?
Bad. She won't stop bleeding. She said she'll need a healer.
Damn it, Alexa. Get her here. We'll be waiting. And stop the bleeding.
Tell me how. I know how to deal with whip cuts on humans, vampire bites, broken, but I don't know anything about this. I'm not a healer.
All right. Calm down. I'm going to walk you through it.
Thank you.
I'm not doing this for you. Listen up.
I bandaged and packed Alexa's wounds as best I could, with Boise's instructions. When we arrived at Alexa's home, Boise was waiting outside with two others I didn't know. They took Alexa away, and I wanted to follow. I needed to know she was all right. But Boise grabbed my arm and dragged me off in a different direction.
Talk. All of it. Every damn detail.
I told her everything. Well, I left out the part of Alexa and I sleeping together, but everything else.
Fucking Izbe. Wait here. Can I trust you to do that, or do I have to command you?
I'll wait. Boise, is she going to be all right? I need to know.
I don't know, Rigel, and that's the truth. Some vampires have the ability that their attacks stop our kind from healing, and Valoria could also shapeshift into poisonous reptiles. Sometimes when her human slaves upset her, she was known to bite them and inject them with poison from her fangs, so they died slowly.
By the goddess. That's barbaric.
No shit. Alexa was trying to change that, get rid of vampires like that, but you... Ugh. Just stay here.
The waiting was agonizing. It gave me too much time to think, and damn it, I thought too much. I was terrified for Alexa, but I couldn't think about that, because it made me feel so helpless, and by the goddess, I was tired, so very tired of feeling that way. I thought instead about what we'd learned in that cave, but there were more questions than answers. What if I'd done it a different way? I was so damn stubborn. What if I'd accepted what Alexa offered me in the beginning? I could have earned her trust, I could have convinced her to visit the cave on her own terms. When it was safe, I knew she was different. But I'd been so... Fuck! How is she?
Stable. She'll be all right.
Thank the goddess.
I don't like you, Rhaegal. But she likes you. Why? I have no idea. So here's what you need to know. Alexa is a sister to me, and I love her more than your tiny human emotions can comprehend. You put her life in danger again, I'll kill you and apologize to her later.
I understood.
Wow. No smart-ass clapback?
Maybe tomorrow. But right now, I'm grateful. I care about her, Boise. And I want to help my kind. I do, but not recklessly. Not selfishly.
What changed?
Me.
Whatever. There's a spare bedroom down the hall. Do not wander. Get changed, something clean for once. I'm tired of smelling you. When she asks for you, if she asks for you, I'll let you know.
Understood. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Boise?
What?
You don't think I look good in this rag?
I'm going to kill you.
Maybe tomorrow?
Ugh.
Goddess bless the healers of my clan. They were talented. Take a tip from a conqueror if you're going to spend your life fighting. Make friends with those who spend their life healing. I was sitting near the window because I was a terrible patient, and I didn't want to be in bed. I stared at everything I built below. My thoughts were dark. I forced myself out of them as Boise entered the room.
You sure you want to do this now?
Yes. If I'm at full strength, I might not be able to control myself.
Oh, am I supposed to?
Let's hear why, at least.
Does it really matter?
It does to me.
Ugh, fine. Bring them in.
Hey, kids.
Why, Isbe?
It's complicated.
I've lived a long time. I can understand complicated.
Sure. But you can't understand humans.
Why can't I?
Because you've never been at the bottom. You were born into a life of privilege, Alexa. I'm not saying you haven't fought for things or that you don't have your own trauma. I'm saying you'll never know what it's like to be afraid.
Were you afraid of me, Isbe?
Sometimes. That's the stickler, isn't it? We give our lives to you. One night might be our last. You can't say it's never happened. And I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying freedom has a price.
Did you think my mother would treat you better? That you'd be less afraid of her?
No. I'm not stupid, Alexa. What I thought is that you were going to lose her.
Why?
Because what you want to change can't be changed. Vampires will never give up their power to be kinder to their food. It's a nice thought. It's just not realistic. Valoria was going to have her way. I just wanted to put myself in the best possible position when that happened. That's all. Nothing personal. I adore you. I really do. I just gotta look out for me.
Yes, I've killed humans. Yes, I've looked at them at times as nothing more than my next meal. But you were never just my food. You were my friend.
Trusting that is a big ask.
Do you think I'm so fickle?
No. I think you're a vampire. I think you're a council member. I think no matter how idealistic you want to pretend you are, we are pawns in this game you're playing. Treating us well is about keeping your food supply from revolting, and let's be real, healthy. Blood donation centers are about keeping your kind from running out of their food source. These are smart survival moves that have fuck all to do with how humans feel or what we want. Your motives are for your kind, not mine. I don't begrudge you for that, Alexa, but I'm not blind either.
What an ungrateful little shit you are.
Not ungrateful. Never that. I've lived a good life here, and I thank you for that. I'm just realistic.
Let me kill them, Alexa.
No. You were wrong, Isbe. My mother didn't win. She's dead.
Good for you. She sucked.
You don't get to do that anymore. You don't get to talk to me like we're friends. We are not friends, and it was my mistake thinking so. You will be released to the colony and no longer welcome here. You will be watched 24/7. Your every word and deed recorded and judged until I am convinced I can trust you to simply live among humans. If I get so much as a hint you're attempting to betray me again, I'll let Boise do what she wants with you.
Fair. For what it's worth, I am glad I was wrong about Valoria.
Get them out of here.
Uso, come get this one. I'm sick of looking at them. I've seen that face before. Rest, Alexa. We'll figure everything out tomorrow night.
You're right. Of course.
He's waiting for you.
Send him home.
You sure?
Do you suddenly want him here?
You know I don't. But what do you want, Alexa?
Something that might be unrealistic. Or maybe not. I can't right now. Send him home. Please.
I'll take care of it. Rest. Get out. And stay out of trouble, Regal. I mean it.
I've had enough trouble for a while. That's for certain. Can I write to her?
You have your tablet. There's
an... Not like that. On paper. Like an old-fashioned letter. Would it be terribly hard to get?
Why do you want this?
Because it will feel more personal than the tablet.
Have you always been such a pain in the ass?
Probably.
No promises. Get out.
Bye, Boise. So there I was, standing on the street of one of the most free human colonies on Nemoria. I had 1,000 questions in my head. My heart ached, as silly as that sounded, because where I wanted to be for the first time in my life was next to a vampire. A vampire that didn't want to see me. But that was all right, because I had a plan. And this time, it was a good one.
I hope you've enjoyed listening to Vampire Beginnings. Please remember to subscribe, leave us a review, drop us a comment, and share this episode with your friends. To sign up for our newsletter, learn more about our shows, hang out with us during events, or sign up for a membership, visit talesoftheforgotten.com. Vampire Beginnings was written and directed by Crystal Storm. Sound design by Hannah Cardiac and Crystal Storm. Starring Maganda Marie as Alexa, Isaac Mion as Regal, Tiani Ma as Boise, Caroline Orjuela as Isbe, Crystal Storm as Automaton and Alicia, Melissa Okis-Decanis as Valoria.